Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Thursday that I hope is treating you better than the batters for the Milwaukee Brewers. Whew, that was like getting a tooth pulled watching that game. So the Brewers fall. That makes me all the more anxious for Packers training camp to arrive, which, interestingly enough, yes, starts on the 22nd, but rookies report on the 17th, which just happens to be my birthday. So happy birthday to me, almost, because, man, I'm not enjoying living in a world where Packers training camp hasn't started yet. But that's where we are for another couple weeks anyway. I hope you're all doing well. Good to see everyone mixing it up in the comment section. Let me give a shout out real quick to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They've been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the game, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Do it, folks. You don't want to use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s for all your Packers ticket needs. It's Ticket King. Do it, people. You know you want to. And you know what? While I'm just hanging out, waiting for Packers camp to start in a chat that really has nothing to talk about when it comes to news, just waiting, right? We're waiting on vibes. We're waiting on camp. We're waiting for, you know, the start. Football season, you know, since you know, we're just hanging out, I just wanted to play this because I can.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be, so creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Come on, that's so great. Shout out to Jason for the song. You can find a link to his channel here in the description of the video. You know, hey, I'm ready for some Carry the G to be hitting the shelves there in Wisconsin, across that great state. Couple weeks away. We are a couple weeks away, people. It's going to be a lot of fun. We had a nice meeting with the folks down at Gathering Place, Joe and company. Really, really close to Carry the G returning en masse to your store shelves across the state of Wisconsin. So be on the lookout. Gonna be happening in a few weeks. It's gonna be a ton of fun. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to see you all. I do want to like address something real quick before I start here. So you know, I sit here and I watch you guys kind of pile in when the comments right on YouTube before the chat begins. And on this occasion, if you're listening later on the podcast or whatever, and you're thinking, "What the hell is he talking about?" On the thumbnail for YouTube, I have a picture of Josh Myers and a young man who is at many Packers practices throughout the summer, each and every year. And Josh is looking, you know, like a great ambassador for the green and gold, going down, I guess I'll call it the dream drive, you know. And there are a couple comments in here. Crisis 2038. Kid, can you escort that city center to a new city? And then we got Dennis up in here saying, surprise, Myers didn't whiff when he reached for the chair. Now, can I just say, choose positivity. Listen, I know it's anathema to everything that happens on the internet, but just try and be different. Try to be positive just once about a guy that maybe on the Packers that you have seen slip up on occasion, maybe has had a bad play or two. But let me remind you, Josh Myers was the starting center in the playoff game down in Dallas, where the offense kicked all sorts of ass. He was a part of that. He played really well. He contributed to all the success they had last year. So it's like, this rubs me the wrong way. And I know I'm weird. I get the internet is like an outlet for angst and it will never change. That's a dopamine thing. I get it. I'm just challenging you. I'm challenging you, folks. Just try to be positive, especially now before anything has happened, before someone has even run a wrong route or dropped a pass or given up a sack or anything has happened. Just choose the positive. Try. Just try it. It may feel weird. I know. I understand it'll feel kind of like an out-of-body experience for some of you, I'm sure. But just try to be positive about the Packers while you can be. Because God knows, the season's going to come along, and there's going to be stuff to gripe about. And then, you know, all bets are off, go ahead, I get it. But, man, it's like still pre-camp, for God's sakes. Hope is in the air. The whole world lays at our feet. I don't know. That's where I'm at today. Cheesehead Joey, thanks for the super chat, man. Appreciate you. Jordan Love getting in the offseason work. Now let's get that contract done. Anytime now. Yeah, I suspect we'll see it next week. I know a lot of people are wringing their hands about it, but quarterbacks have to report on the 17th as well, along with the rookies. So I suspect it'll get done probably Monday or Tuesday. We'll see that news drop, but that's just guesswork on my part. I don't have any inside info. I know you don't expect me to, but yeah, I would suspect we'll see it get done early next week. That'd be my guess. Brian, thanks for the super chat, man. This weekend will be a great one to extend Jordan Love. I think it's going to happen, dude. I very much agree. Nick, thanks for the super chat, man. Happy early birthday. Sorry I missed happy hour for mine Tuesday. Can't wait for camp to start. Random Packer, Atari Bigby. Bigby's always a good one. That hit in the snow against Seattle that caused a fumble. Packers legend right there. Jeezy baby, what's going on, man? I saw Detroit had a $200 million boost for the draft. Expect around the same for Green Bay. Also, that picture on Twitter was a tearjerker. Yeah, man, I was trying to find a picture for the thumbnail, and I just typed in Packers training camp, and legit, the second picture was Aaron Jones hugging A.J. Dillon in the locker room. I had to give myself a moment after that one. But yeah, the $200 million thing, I saw that headline. I haven't really read the story. I would suspect probably a little less in the Green Bay area, simply because of the differences when it comes to the ability to have folks lodged in the actual area. I think you're going to see a lot of people coming in from Milwaukee, from Oshkosh, Appleton, et cetera, maybe even down in Madison, out in Fond du Lac. I think a lot of people will be coming in from outer areas where those places will most likely feel the impact as well as Green Bay. I'm not saying Green Bay won't, because of course it will. But I think the distribution of that impact, as it were, will be a little wider spread in Wisconsin next year. That's just guesswork on my part. Talk to a city planner if you'd like to know more. But I think, you know, something that has helped these cities that have hosted the draft and the impact they've had is their ability to, you know, have a ton of people in a close proximity for a long extended period of time. I don't think we're going to be getting a ton of that next year in Green Bay. I think we'll get it. Certainly during the draft, those 3 days. But I think a lot of people, again, will be coming in and out of the Green Bay area. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful for the state. And I do think the state will certainly feel that windfall. I'm still waiting to get, I know when they announced the draft, they had talked about a rail service between Milwaukee and Green Bay, like specifically for the draft. And I need that. I need some more deets on that, because that sounds fun. Abdul, how are you, man? Hey, speaking of choosing positivity, how are you, Abdul? My kid. Hey, Aaron, don't be mad, but it's July and I'm bored. Okay, here we go. What are some overhyped / overrated Packers players? One current and one former. Overhyped and overrated. I don't know, man. Overrated, overhyped. I mean, it really depends on the definition and who's doing the rating and the hyping. Because, like, I hype up, you know, Justin Perillo, but I don't think he was, you know, a great tight end, but I hyped him up hard because all he did was catch everything and do everything that was asked of him. So if you're talking overhyped, like, you're talking about getting praise in the media, like nationally maybe, or even locally. I don't know. It's hard to say, because usually if a guy is getting shine and getting spoken about on the national stage, it's because he's done something. So, like, you know, I don't know, like, go, especially current. I mean, go across the roster. I know some people might say Jaire Alexander after his up and down year last year, but I don't think that's true. I don't think he's overhyped or overrated. I think he's one of the best in the business when his, you know, head is right and he's in the game. I don't think he's overhyped at all, but some may say that. All time, I don't know. I mean, I could certainly go down the list of, like, you know, you look at those 90s Packers who were so good, and then it just kind of slowly descended past those two Super Bowl appearances, you could certainly look at maybe a name or two who were going off reputation, as it were. But I don't know. I'll leave that to you, the negative master, to figure out who that might be. Joe, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Offer Jurgen Klopp a lifetime supply of Carry the G if he'll come to USMNT. Yeah, I saw he rebuffed the efforts. I mean, I can't. Would you? I mean, I wouldn't want that job for love or money, especially after coming off Liverpool and all the success he had there and the high level of play. Man, why would you downshift? That's all I could think of when I saw that headline. Mike, thanks for the super chat, man. Instead of a player, I want to ride Banky's bike. Oh, I see. You, instead of a player riding your bike, you want to ride Banky's bike. I get it. The phrasing there, Mike, was I'm not going to say concerning because, you know, do what you do, but it was a little mystifying there for a second. Joey, thanks for the super chat, man. One of my favorite quotes, it is time, Kevin Green. That soundbite, all time. All time favorite. Absolutely. When he's on the sideline there in the Super Bowl telling Clay that Woodson's gone, they're all looking to him. It is time. Can't beat it, man. You cannot beat it. Let's see. Sean, here we go. See, this is something we've argued about on Transplant, so this is a good one. Is AJ Hawk overhyped? I say no, because almost every Packer fan I know talks about how disappointing he is and or was because of where he was drafted. But I think as a player, he was pretty damn good. He helped them win a Super Bowl. He played almost every freaking snap and every freaking game. He was a really good player. But because he wasn't a Hall of Famer, and because he was where he was taken in the draft, people call him a disappointment. So I don't buy that. I think AJ is a Packers legend and really helped kind of that team on the defensive side of the ball do what it did to a lot of success. So I wouldn't call him overhyped in any way, shape, or form. Scotty P says he's sorry he's late. Scotty, it's fine. We were all just sitting here going, where the hell is Scotty P? Just don't let it happen again, man. Aaron, what's up, man? Going into 2023, you talked a bit about Love needing to make his layups to effectively make the routine throws and checks. We all remember Love's many spectacular plays, but how did he do at layups? It's a really interesting memory there, Aaron. I think mostly as the season went on, he became kind of accustomed to it, right? It gets in your body as an athlete where if you do something enough, you do a routine. This is why you do drills, right? It gets in your body and it becomes almost second nature, right? I do think there were moments where he still kind of missed on some of those. The game that really comes to mind is early, kind of first quarter, maybe first half of the Giants game, which is pretty late in the year. And I know there was wind, and I know, yeah, that's part of the game, and that's the elements. You've got to adjust for that. You've got to be able to, you know, make those throws regardless of what's happening wind-wise. I mean, if Tommy DeVito can throw all over the yard, certainly Jordan Love should be able to, right? There are a couple of throws early in that game that are tough to watch. Especially when you look at everything he did with what you're talking about, right? Like all the wow plays and the big moments. And certainly we all remember that. It's great. But yeah, there were a couple of hiccups there, a few missed layups. And those are things, that's why you drill. That's what I was talking about. I believe it was 2 days ago here on Daily. That's why training camp is so important. Get it in your body. You have to become, it has to become second nature. It becomes muscle memory. And you see it. You see it when guys kind of, I'm going to say turn that corner, but you see it in a quarterback, especially when he's made that throw 1,000 times and it becomes like an extension of himself almost rather than something he's doing outside of himself. Jordan will get there too. That's the other thing. He just needs to play a lot more, and he most certainly will be. Joey, thanks again, man. RIP Shelley Duvall, legendary performance in The Shining. Oh man. Yeah. Saw that news earlier today. Very sad. Obviously she was amazing in The Shining. I highly recommend, I was just talking with Olive, my youngest, about this today. I recommend anyone who's interested in her, knowing more about her work is, or seeing more of her work outside of The Shining, which is probably what she's best remembered for. Watch her in Popeye. She's amazing in that movie. I mean, amazing. Incredible actress, incredible talent. Rest in peace. Nick, thanks for the super chat, man. 1 week until the album drop, man. What's your favorite track? Oh, that's a great question. Thanks, brother. Yeah, well, a week from tomorrow, right? I'm kind of nervous because we're playing here in New York next Friday night, and we've been rehearsing at night and trying. Hell, I'm just trying to remember all the words at this point. Favorite track on the new album? It's a real tough one, actually. I don't know. They're like my children. I can't just choose one. No, I'm probably Three Trains, the closer of the album, but. I don't know, man. I like a lot of them. There's a few I hate. No, I'm kidding. Joe, thanks for the super chat. AJ Hawk took over 2010 defense after Barnett got hurt. He most certainly did. That's what I mean. It's funny to me that, and Joe, obviously this is not you, but it is funny to me how people minimize his contribution to the championship that they won in 2010. And look, I understand that there are certainly plenty of memories of him either missing a tackle or making the tackle further downfield than probably most Packers fans would prefer. But man, like I said, the guy was an absolute warrior, and he did play at an extremely high level for a very long time without missing games. I mean, yeah, I know people, again, I think forever and ever the draft kind of position will, you know, cloud people's judgment there, because I think he was a hell of a player. Brandy, thank you for the super chat. Really appreciate it. Celebrating my birthday today. Happy birthday, Brandy. Holy cow. I wished for a competent defense upon blowing out a very marginal amount of candles. Cheers. Well, Brandy, I was told long ago that cheersing water is bad luck. So I'm not going to cheers you, because right now all I have with me is water. But cheers to you. Happy birthday. I hope not Brandy or slash Brandy's hubby is treating you well today, tonight. Maybe you get a night out, dinner on the town, leave the kids at home. Really, really appreciate you, Brandy. Merry Christmas on your birthday. I hope you guys have a great, great time. Ooh, Larry. Wow. Packers throwback super sub, Zeke Bradkowski. Man, that is a super throwback. Wow. Slider. Appreciate that chat right there. As I've always said, if you were told Hawk would end up the franchise tackling leader and not miss a game in 9 years, you would run that pick to the podium every time. You know? I mean, and look, I get there's context in the game, like those tackles, the number of them, people always, oh, yeah, they were made all the way downfield or whatever. But, like, yes, are there a few of those sprinkled throughout? Sure, of course. But there are a ton that are stopping a run on first down and putting them in behind the sticks on second and nine or eight, you know, but no one celebrates that because it's not exciting and or frustrating. It's just a good play, right? And a run of the mill play, essentially. But to your point, not missing a game ever, down in, down out, week in, week out, you can set your watch by it. I mean, yeah, I just, like I said, I think he'll never truly be appreciated. Happy birthday, Brandy. Good to see everyone giving Brandy her birthday props. Nagler, can we get some fucking Packers football already? I've been waiting so long. Krista, I'm trying here. I'm doing my best. But, man, I hear you. I feel you. It's tough. I feel like, obviously, the jonesing for it, and I'm so amped up for it. I do feel bad for one person in specifically when it comes to, like, this kind of drawn-out two-week stretch or so without any news, no football, whatever, because, like, poor Tyler Herrick has to, like, mine the Packers dailies for something, anything that he can, like, clip and use as content as a short or on Twitter or whatever. Tyler, I love you, buddy. You do great work, and I'm sorry. At this time of year, it's tough. I know it's tough to find stuff, and that's why you do things like try to frame it like I said Jordan Love wasn't going to show up for camp yesterday during Packer transplants. Hey, Brandy, a lot of offseason left. Yeah, no doubt. Andrew, thanks for checking out the stream, man. Is Love taking the next step or the defense making improvement most imperative for us taking a step further in the playoffs? Well, I think both are going to happen, for the record. I do think probably the defense making any kind of significant steps inroads to being much more consistent and or competent in certain situations. I think you can win a lot of football games with how Jordan Love was playing down the stretch last year. You're going to win a boatload of games. Now, obviously, he's got tons of stuff to improve on, learn from, and I think he will, right? But if you're talking about between those two, yeah, the defense has to step up. Nags, have you heard of CWA? Have I heard of CWA? They made Packer parody songs. They were active slash bigger in the Favre Super Bowl years. Have I heard of CWA? She says with attitude. That's like classic rock around here, man. That's great stuff. That's great stuff. If this world that we're living in here on Cheesehead TV was like Appleton, right? CWA would be on WAPL on repeat. Because, man, that is classic stuff. That is class. Is WAPL still a station? I don't even know. I don't live in Appleton anymore. But in my day, WAPL played classic rock. And now in my life, that's what CWA is. Yes, to answer your question. Aaron sending love from Canada. What's up? Will X and Bullard be the best safety tandem in the league by the end of the season? So pumped for this Halfley D. Will he be the best tandem? I don't know. I did see, I believe it was Lewis Riddick said some stuff, had some kind words for McKinney and Bullard. And look, I think the potential is certainly there. They got to do the work. We got to see how Bullard holds up in an NFL setting. I do think his game certainly translates. I'm very excited for it. But man, Evan Williams is no joke. He could very well be in that conversation at some point. I mean, you know, Oladapo missed almost, you know, much of the offseason with injury, but he could insert himself into that competition as well. I'm just, you know, trying to pump some brakes here. I mean, the best tandem in the league. I mean, Bullard, who knows if he's even the starter? I mean, I know that's kind of how it's been trending this offseason. Certainly how it looks like it was going to go when they open camp. But man, lots of stuff can happen day in and day out during training camp. So one step at a time. Is the potential there for that to happen? Absolutely. But yeah, a lot of ball game left there. Shout out to the Rockin' Apple. The Rockin' Apple, WAPL. The lead singer is my uncle, and I grew up that in his 80s band, Tough. Dude, well, tell your uncle that CWA is legendary. Absolutely legendary. No question about it. We used to have CWA come down to Houston to our Packers bar. They're so fun. Yeah, that's the other thing. They put on a good show, and they have a ton of fun doing it. There's no doubt about that. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.